News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A vast network of Hamas tunnels in the Gaza Strip is raising risks for an Israeli ground offensive, with hostages trapped inside posing further challenges.
A labyrinth of tunnels built by Hamas militants in the Gaza Strip is hiding fighters, weapons, and about 200 hostages captured in Israel. Clearing and destroying tunnels will be crucial to dismantle Hamas, but fighting in urban areas, then moving underground, could strip Israel of technological advantages while giving an edge to Hamas. With hostages inside, it will be even more difficult, with troops required to enter the tunnel system. Israel's warning it'll take time to map and destroy the vast network, which according to Hamas is larger than 300 miles. And tunnel battles are difficult to fight. An enemy in a tunnel system can pick where a fight starts and determine how it ends, with ample opportunity for ambush. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
The Republican National Committee has chosen to include the Republican Jewish Coalition as co-moderators in next month's GOP presidential debate. Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel says it's a big contrast to Democrats, who are silent about rising anti-Semitism coming from their own party.
We have chosen this partner to show our commitment to Israel, but also to Jewish Americans and Jewish people across the country, that we believe any type of religious intolerance is unacceptable.
McDaniel was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. A 48-hour nightmare is over in Maine. That's where the body of Robert Card, the 40-year-old suspected mass murderer, was found last night in the woods near Lisbon, Maine, apparently from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Governor Janet Mills.
But this discovery is entirely thanks to the hundreds of local, county, state, and federal law enforcement members from all over, and people from other states as well. People who searched tirelessly to arrive at this moment.
Robert Card killed at least 18 people. This is SRN News. Mainline Protestant pastors have some interesting views on faith and politics.
According to a new poll from the Public Religion Research Institute, nearly half of all mainline clergymen think it would be great if more of our elected leaders belonged to non-Christian faiths or were non-religious altogether. Breaking the numbers down by denomination, more than half of pastors in the Episcopal Church USA, PCUSA, and United Church of Christ believe that what America needs now is less Christian leadership. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The state of Georgia will start paying for sex change operations for public employees covered by state health insurance. That decision settles a lawsuit filed by several state workers. It's the fourth lawsuit Georgia agencies have lost or settled, overturning rules against spending taxpayer dollars to help individuals live, as the opposite sex court ruling found a similar measure in North Carolina was illegal. This is SRN News. Not your typical dining experience this week in Wisconsin.
People go to Noodles & Company to save a buck, not to have one interrupt their meal. But that's what happened in Beloit when a deer crashed through a window, charged into the restaurant at lunchtime, prompting diners to scatter like crazy. The animal explored the dining area, then the kitchen, and finally ran out a back door that had been opened by an employee.
That's Jason Walker reporting. A statue of Confederate General Robert E. Lee that had been a focal point of racial tensions in 2017 has been melted down and will be repurposed into new works of art. The Charlottesville-based Black History Museum Jefferson School African American Heritage Center says for now the bronze from the statue has been molded into ingots stamped with the words, "Swords into plowshares." More on these stories at SRNnews.com.